Hello, Internet, and welcome to the 2013 Nelsonville Music Festival. Hey. I'm here with a close group of friends.
An all-star cast.
I will let them introduce themselves to you. First, to my immediate left.
Randy.
Michelle.
Brian Wiebe.
This is Aaron.
Wow. I feel like the enthusiasm was on the decline, like, from Randy to Aaron.
Well, in all fairness, Randy started at an impossible level to maintain.
That's true. Uh-oh. Randy has to do stuff. Business
stuff.
Can we all
agree that this should be the year that we switch from 2013 to 2013?
Sure.
It's time to make that change.
Okay. Welcome to the 2013 Nelsonville Music Festival here at beautiful, what is it, Robbins Crossing?
Yes.
On the campus of Hocking College in lovely Nelsonville, Ohio.
Sunny Nelsonville?
It is sunny. It's hot as fucking balls.
Everybody's got to glisten.
Yeah, we're glistening.
I look like I've been dipped in petroleum jelly.
Fortunately, you just look like it.
Yeah.
And you actually haven't
Better
been.
Than being dicked in chocolate.
That you know.
Right. So maybe you'll get dicked in chocolate by the end of the weekend.
Yes. It's a hope.
So, what do the three of you who are left, we're still here with Michelle, Brian, and Aaron, what are you looking forward to the most, do you think, in the days to come?
Ghost.
Yeah, I think today is, I remarked earlier, I'm very excited about today because we've got Weed Ghost, Unmonumental,
right,
and the Make-Believes.
Yeah.
That's a good lineup.
That sounds like a union show there.
That should be a lot of fun. I'm also looking forward to the crushing sunburn that I'm going to have by the end of the week.
I'm not really looking forward to that part.
Well, then I will immediately go back to being pink. Just like my base level of pink, as opposed to lobster red.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. We have 4 days of music via 4 podcasts coming at you. So check back to aquabearlegion.com as often as possible for more updates. Enjoy.
Free hooch.
This is Old Light.
Yes, then.
Thank you.
Hey, we're all night.
Podcasting.
Thanks. Well, then let's open up the Nelsonville Festival.
Here's a song by J.J. Reed. So here we are at the 2013 Nelsonville Music Fest, hashtag
NMF13.
It seems like just yesterday we were doing this.
It was.
It was. It actually was yesterday when we were doing this. We were setting it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Brian Costco and Tim Peacock, the guys, right?
Sure.
You are
there's
like,
a few
not
others.
The guys. The guys.
The
well,
guys.
Well, we're the guys with lots of other
lots of help.
The guys.
Sure. Sure.
but yeah.
We get all the sexy attention.
Right.
And like sports cars and piles of money.
Limos.
Yeah. So what are you expecting this year? What does everybody have to look forward to?
I'm just excited to have that it's here after months and months of working, and the weather is looking great, and there's awesome bands playing. I'm excited to see most of them. I won't get to see hardly any of them. But
you are excited.
If I wasn't working here, I would be watching, and I think there's some awesome bands playing.
I agree. Yeah, I told someone that the other day when they asked for a newspaper interview. I said, you know, I'm just excited when it happens and it opens. But Tim's right. I mean, there's some awesome stuff. And Endless Boogie and Wooden Indian Burial Ground. There's all these bands, a couple of Nashvilleites I haven't seen at all.
Yeah.
And then, like, I've never seen John Prine, man. So that's pretty, that's definitely one in my
old
book, too.
Old Light just started the festival open with Old Light on the main stage. They're playing in the background and they sound great.
Yeah. I got their first song. It was pretty awesome.
Sweet. Yeah. The campground is filling up. Yeah. People are drinking beer.
It's just getting started.
And we're just getting started.
Pretty awesome.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Aqua Bear Legion.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Coming soon on Monumental, featuring Brian Costco.
Welcome to the 87th Nelsonville Music Festival. It's actually the 9th, everybody, but thank you so much. It's a gorgeous day out here, and it's about to get unmonumental up here. This stage tonight is filled with a world of Athens bands, so we're keeping it local over here. Hope you enjoy the night. Stick around, bop around to all the vendors that are out there, but right now, enjoy unmonumental.
We'll be right back.
Thanks a lot. We're on Monumental. Could the drummer get a little bit?
Yeah. song is written in Nelsonville, Ohio.
Yeah.
At Dee's Diner on a napkin. When they used to have George Jones and Tammy Wynette on the jukebox and they just grooving all night. They used to have golden rings on there. It was the A side. I can't remember what the B side. But if you're an insomniac, that's a good place. It was a good place to know about. I could drive to Nelsonville, go to Dee's Diner, get Dee's Bibles, and George Jones, Tammy Wynette on the jukebox.
Everyone having fun so far? So tonight this stage is all about Athens original music. You're gonna love what you see here tonight. Last band we had a brand new drummer, and the rest of the night you're gonna see nothing but the finest drummers in Athens. Very, very, very fine drumming going on tonight. So get your hearts ready for the beat. This is Hexnet. Check out their album Future Holds. Everybody, Hexnet.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Chris again, and
Andrew.
Yeah. So you just heard a bunch of music. You heard Unmonumental.
Some Hexnet.
Well,
I hope you got Hexnet.
I did, but before that was Los Hacheros.
Los Hacheros. They were good.
Then we got some Chris Beister.
Hopefully, some Beister. That guy is amazing.
Then we got some Hexnet.
Chris Beister is a national treasure.
That's right. And coming up next, a national tragedy.
Yes.
Us.
Sound Weed Ghost.
Yeah.
And then after that, you get a little bit of D-Rays.
Well, hopefully if I
can
catch
them. I guess it's Wild Bell and then some D-Rays.
Well, it all depends on what I can catch. We can't front load it too much.
Oh, sure, Chris. Fail. Why don't you?
Let's
catch some D-Rays. They're real good.
I will. Let's just leave it at
Weed Ghost.
More great stuff coming up.
Hey, Weed Ghost.
Thanks a whole bunch. That's that, unmonumental. The pork stage, man. Can't beat it tonight.
Dedicated to the memory of Brian Childers and Chris Johnson, both late of this world of Art Apocalypse fame, and they overdid it on their own bodies, guys, so check it out, check yourself before you wreck yourself, to use a stupid overused phrase, but overuse can do you in, so check yourselves and your relatives from time to time, and God bless the fond memories that we have of Brian Childers and Chris Johnson.
Thanks, Hal. What do y'all think about the D-Rays earlier? Hell yeah. I hear if you have a loose tooth, check in with a drummer. He might be able to help you out in the parking lot later on in the night. So check that out. Coming up tonight, we have Athens, Ohio boys, Matt Persuadi and
Tuesday.
John Swift, who got bit by the big, fat 1970s guitar bug that promised them untold powers. Now they're inspired by Thin Lizzy, The Move, Devo, Led Zeppelin, and so much vinyl, we don't have time to mention it right here. Teaming up with Grammy Award deserving Chris Aubin, bringing the Al Green grooves, the punk, the British, the Canadian art rock. Not to mention bassist Jeff Stritholdt, bringing the influence of complex, fast jazz, super punk-like Minutemen, and Brian Eno. And don't forget guitarist Al Schmidt, bringing a confused celebration. Guys, D-Ray's Missy Pence Coleman says these guys are going to tear it up so hard you're going to need stitches.
In your butt!
Stitches! Make believes, everybody. Nelsonville Fest.
Hey, this is the 10th anniversary of this lineup up here. Thanks to Andrew Weiland. Start us off.
Thank you. Thank you. Jackson. I love Chris LaBelle. Chris LaBelle, ladies and gentlemen. Double duty.
It's late and I'm tired and I have my retainers in. And the first night of Nelsonville Music Festival 2013 is complete. At the end of that block of music there, you heard Weed Ghost. You heard D-Rays. And finally, the Make-Believes. Awesome stuff kicking off that first night at hashtag NMF13. Yeah, Van Dorn, what'd you think?
It was a good night. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it's a really intimate festival, so you see a lot of bands and you see a lot of music, but it doesn't feel like the big, ridiculous ones when you get to, even like Pitchfork is just so large, so this is, just seems small and, like, nice.
Yeah, small and nice. I think that's a perfect way to wrap up this first night. So stay tuned to aquabearlegion.com and you will get more as we cover Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the 2013 Nelsonville Music Fest. Bye.
Bonus song. Just because it's so awesome. Here is Drug Tunnel by Unmonumental.
A lot. Once again, we're Unmonumental. We got one more song for you guys, Drug Tunnel. Woo! As has been requested, we weren't going to play it, but they requested it out there. So.
He's lying. We only have so many songs. We're totally going to play it. Hexnet's up after us, and then the D-Rays, and the Make-Believes. And so for those of you who are from around here, some of those names might sound familiar. If you're not, you're getting like... I mean, I'm removing us from the equation, but you're getting some of Athens' finest. And maybe, you know, Andrew. Yeah, Andrew will be playing with Weed Ghost in the NoFi Cabin at 9:15, I think. Weed Ghost has played this thing every year. It's a little bit of a tradition we have here.
Whether you like it or
hardest
not.
Working band in Nelsonville, that's right.
I doubt that.
Tunnel of Love! Tunnel of Love!
Thanks a lot. I'm Monty Metal.